Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director of Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is the Solemnity of the Baptism of the Lord. The readings are from Cycle A.
St. John the Baptist was a pretty extraordinary guy. He lived in the desert eating nothing but insects and honey. He wore nothing but a camel hide. And he lived by the river, criticizing men who could have easily had him killed. From the leading priests and the king of Judea at the time, to the leading Pharisees and the Sadducees, he criticized them all, telling them very bluntly exactly what they were doing wrong. It's a pretty extraordinary thing. We don't find those kind of men today. Not that often. So when John encountered Jesus of Nazareth, he encountered something that no one else seemed to see. Everyone else saw a poor carpenter from some backwater town, a poor guy in shabby clothing, seeking baptism from his cousin. Nothing too extraordinary there. But what John encountered was extraordinary indeed. What John encountered simply was the face of God. What John encountered was the dove of the Holy Spirit, descending and anointing the Son of Mary to be the chosen one. What John encountered was the peaceful yet piercing eyes of the Son of God. A simple carpenter, yes, but also the master architect of the kingdom of God. What John encountered was the voice of the Father announcing to the world a way of truth, love, and compassion. Well, what's more extraordinary is that John came out of this baptism completely transformed. John was transformed. He was made new by this event. John's entire ministry, his entire career, took a completely different tact since he baptized his cousin that day. John says in the Gospel of John, I must decrease so that he must increase. John's ministry completely changed the moment he baptized his cousin. He started to sabotage his own ministry. He pointed Jesus to the crowds and said, follow him. In fact, he made Andrew and Philip leave his sight in order to follow the man he called the Lamb of God. John recognized that his purpose has come to an end. He did everything he can to make sure that his ministry diminished in order that Jesus's may flourish. Since that fateful day, John was completely transformed. So encountering the face of God, it transforms you. Receiving special graces and feeling the overabundance of love that the Father has for us, it transforms you, if you let it. Allowing God to show you something greater, something bigger, something more extraordinary. It changes your perspective on things. It transforms you. Four years ago, I found myself in El Salvador. The pastor of the Newman Center, where I spent my residency, he pulled me aside and, in front of lords nonetheless, said, Isaiah, I want you to go to El Salvador with me. And that was it. It's not as if I had a choice. And I'll admit, at first, I was completely terrified. The first image I got was me coming back into the United States, missing a kidney, two teeth, an eye, and half my nose. However, it was completely safe. It was a very safe trip. Physically speaking, it was a very safe trip. Spiritually speaking, probably one of the most dangerous things I've ever done. What we witnessed was extraordinary. Sometimes sad, sometimes bleak, but hopeful. Amazing. Christ-like. For me, El Salvador was a place where I encountered the face of God in a completely different way. El Salvador was a place that was perfectly devastated by a civil war in the 1980s. an entire generation of soldiers, men and women, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, completely destroyed. Yet the Catholic Church, led by Archbishop Romero, Oscar Romero, witnessed to the end of the war. Oscar Romero was eventually martyred and was killed, shot during Mass, supporting the people of his land. And today, he's considered a saint by many. It was here in El Salvador where I encountered Christ in a completely new light, playing frisbee with children while their mothers were making stone soup, listening to the impassioned homilies of Oscar Romero, ordering his flock to put down their guns, to stop killing their brother and sister campesinos for the love of God. In the ruins of El Mazote, a village where an entire population, minus one, was executed for supporting people who simply wanted a second tortilla for their lunch. Encountering the look of amazement and gleeful smiles of children while they watched the sunset over the Atlantic Ocean. Looking over an entire coffee plantation, meeting mothers who handpicked beans for the premium roast we greedily accept at Starbucks. The face of Christ. This is the Holy Spirit at work in these little villages, planting seeds of hope in a land that almost forgot who God was in the first place. Lourdes and I have been to El Salvador on two separate occasions, two separate years. And we plan on going back to El Salvador this coming spring break with a number of grads and undergrads. For myself, it was probably one of the most important moments during my formation as a student brother. And for those poor souls God has chosen to go, it will change your perspective. You will indeed encounter the face of God. You will be transformed. May God help you. On the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, we celebrate the fact that Jesus encounters us in surprising and prosaic ways. Yes, he will encounter us here in the Most Holy Eucharist and in reconciliation and in baptism and the sacraments as he promised. But he also promised that he will be with us always, as we remember from the Gospel of Matthew, in our classrooms, in our dorms, in our homes, in our hallways, and out and beyond. So as we prepare, my brothers and sisters, for this sacred meal, let us prepare to encounter Christ in a completely new way in all that we do, daring ourselves to be transformed into the image and likeness of Christ.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080. Or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning, and Experiences. Or mail us at Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah M. Milano, O.P., the Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice for Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time. God bless you.